Justin Jones, one of two lawmakers expelled from the Tennessee state legislature after protesting for gun control, says the Republican attempt to stop him from speaking out is having the opposite effect.
No expulsion, no attempt to silence us will stop us, but it'll only galvanize and strengthen our movement. And we continue to show up in the people's house. Power to the people!
Jones spoke from the House floor last night after the Nashville Metro Council voted to reinstate him on an interim basis. Tamika Greer, Executive Director of Memphis Artists for Change and a member of the Black Southern Women's Collaborative, has been watching the latest and writing about it in today's Memphis Commercial Appeal. Welcome, Tamika.
Thank you so very much for having me, Deepa.
Yeah, Tamika, what a triumphant scene last night as Representative Justin Jones returned to the Tennessee State House. And so many of his constituents came out to be heard. I'd love your reaction to the people power that we've seen on display in Tennessee over the last week.
I'm excited about the people power I see. I'm disappointed about the posturing of our legislatures here in Tennessee, but very motivated by the people saying, standing up against such horrific actions in the name of people trying to utilize their power and voice to make sure that there's legislation that moves in their state that impacts them directly, especially around gun laws and gun violence.
And I do want to get into that in just a moment. But just to stay on last night for one more moment, Representative Jones, as he took the floor, he thanked those very lawmakers. And essentially he said, you kind of lit a fire under us all. You've started a movement. And I wonder if you think that there might now be more momentum for the things that he stands for and many of his constituents stand for.
Absolutely. As well as Justin Pearson, who we will be supporting tomorrow at our local Shelby County Commission meeting, demanding that our commissioner send him right back to the legislature to represent his constituents. So absolutely.
Yeah. And you've said that what's going on right now in Tennessee over gun rights and other contentious social issues is what you call deflection. Tell me what you mean by that.
Number one, if you criminalize the protest and overlook the need for the protest or what caused the protest, we are not dealing with the issue at hand, right? So it is a way to distract attention from the issue, which is the rising gun violence that is occurring across our state.
And part of that deflection you see occurring with protests against police violence in the summer of 2020, the racial justice uprisings after the murder of George Floyd, and we know that there in Tennessee, many people took to occupying the state house. We know that Justin Jones was one of those people who was part of the protests. And then last year, the governor passed a law bumping up charges for anyone sleeping overnight on any public property, making it a felony. Tamika, what's been the effect of that?
Well, thus they criminalize protesters. Not only did they criminalize protesters, they open up what could be a can of worms for people who are currently unhoused. So now you're criminalizing them as well. Again, it is the deflection of the true issue that shows the tone deafness of our legislatures to the issues that their constituents on the ground are trying to raise, not just for voice and attention, but for action.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that you also had commented on is that, you know, when you criminalize protest, like happened with making it a crime to stay overnight on state property in Tennessee, that you, quote, scare community members into silence. Have you seen that happening? Because I think for those of us watching from the outside, it seems like a swath of Black Tennessee has risen up this past week to have their voice heard.
Yeah, so I think there are community members who are more fearful for, you know, because felony disenfranchisement, what used to be a misdemeanor is now a felony per our governor. So, you know, the things that can occur to you when you have a felony on your record, how that impacts your economic status because of your access to jobs, your status for housing because of your access for certain housing if you have felony disenfranchisement. But what the people are saying is, if we allow it to happen, we allow them to slowly take more and more of our First Amendment rights. And what great movements, what great change, what great revolutions have ever occurred without protests?
Tamika Greer is executive director of Memphis Artists for Change and a member of the Black Southern Women's Collaborative. Thank you so much, Tamika.
Thank you so much, Deepa.